Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Alistair. Yes, Andy? I just thought I would do a quick promo of my first official gigs here in Montreal, Canada, which are at the Comedy Nest on Friday and Saturday, the 9th and 10th of Feb, in English. And I'm doing both shows both nights. And these are my first official paid gigs.
I'm so excited for you. This is great. But and I'm sure we've discussed this before.
Yeah.
But when you do these plugs in the voice of both of us, you say, hey, Alistair, yes, Andy.
Yeah.
So you're playing me in these things.
I know, but this is exactly why we cut you out of these, because this is the kind of slowing down of the plugs that has got you banned from the plugs. Now, what character are you playing, Andy? Now you come
God.
In and criticize
I
me.
I play God in these.
Who you're God?
I'm an outsider.
Yeah. Well, you got to establish your character when you come in. Everybody knows my familiar characters. They're the ones that they're coming to listen to on the podcast.
All right. Well, I'll say, hey, Andy and Alistair. And you can say, yes, God.
Okay.
Hey, Andy and Alistair.
Yes, God. But then it doesn't make sense. Why would I immediately think you're God? Anyway, unless you're talking inside my head. But then that changes the location of the podcast into the inside of my head, like this was an inner monologue. And then why would Andy be in there?
Because maybe I don't exist at all. All right, not me, God, but me, Andy. Okay, I can see why I got banned from these plugs. Let's start the podcast.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to Two in the Think Tank, the show where we come up with five sketch ideas. I'm God.
And I'm Alistair George William Trombley Virtual and Andy James Matthews.
Imagine if God started a podcast.
That would be
cool.
Imagine
that. That would be so exciting. God and Bruce Springsteen start a podcast. Oh,
famous podcasters. This is me stealing Scott Aukerman's a bit.
Yes.
Where he always refers to Obama as a famous podcaster. Obama. Barack Obama.
I was also stealing his bit by referencing the podcast by Bruce Springsteen.
But you could have just, I think it's just because I thought, mistakenly, I find out now, that you just held Barack Obama in such high regard that when you think of God, you picture Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. Imagine if you could run for God. Is that our first sketch idea?
Yes.
Running for God. We turn God into a democratic position.
Mm.
And
But it's somewhere between democracy and the Santa Claus. It's a role that you get that then that you are kind of
you transform into. Yeah. And Bruce Almighty. There's a bit of Bruce Almighty in there.
Almighty. Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Almighty.
Almighty. Aussie God. That's another great sketch idea.
Aussie God. Really good. Yeah. What if God was Aussie? That's such a good idea. Now everything's a fucking platypus. Every animal has a beak.
Yeah. And every food is a sausage or a meat pie. Even meat pies are sausages, and even sausages are meat pies.
Now, rain is tomato sauce.
There we go.
Instead of a water cycle, we've got a sauce cycle.
Oh, yes.
And beer.
And beer. And?
Then it'd be like, all right, today the sauce pressure system from the west is going to be displaced by a beer pressure system coming in from the east. So it's time to bring in your pies and take out your pint glasses.
That's right. We're going to turn this into
an Aussie sketch podcast now. This is so much more fun.
I can't believe
it's taken us 412 episodes to get here.
Andy, I've genuinely considered for a long time starting like a TikTok account that is, what if blank was Aussie?
Yeah.
What if forks were Aussie? Ah, get me out of this apple, you bastard.
What if forks were Aussie? You don't need five tines on a fork. One's enough.
Yeah, mate. That's a knife.
That'll do. One tine will do.
That's not a knife. That's a fork.
That's really good. What is a knife but a one-tined fork? People don't use the word tine enough for
this. You're right.
This is my first time
encountering it, Andy.
Oh, there you go. Your first tine?
First time encountering it. And I only need this one tine.
What if clocks were Aussie?
Yeah. Bloody tick. Fucking clock talk.
Bloody tick fucking talk. Oh, clock. More like clock-o.
Clock-o. That's right. Oh, what if... I'm off my face. And what are my arms doing on my face? I must be off my face.
Off my face. My arms. Yeah.
Yeah, mate. That's good. Why?
Instead of arms, would they have dicks? No, dicks aren't exceptionally Australian.
Not exceptionally Australian. Andy,
what if dicks were Aussie? This is very fun.
I know.
Great idea. Your foreskin's got little corks hanging off it.
That's right.
As the foreskin,
and it's dangling
the
down.
Hat of the dick.
Hey, the head of the dick. Yes. Do you see it? Do you see the corks dangling down the shaft? And say they kind of dangle off of the, even though there's a foreskin on there, but it's around where the sort of the edge of the gland is.
You know, yeah. Well, that's what I was picturing. But now I've changed my mind, and now it's a condom with corks hanging off it.
Oh.
An Aussie condom.
Aussie condoms.
That is much more like
I know,
the
but then
hat
it still does
the...
leave the question open, Andy. The unanswered question of what if dicks were Aussie?
Well, if dicks were Aussie, they'd wear a condom with corks hanging off it.
Ah, yes.
So it does answer that question.
Yes, but now it answers.
And a cobra. It's a felt condom.
Oh, yes.
By a cobra with a band around it, a nice leather band around it.
It's shaped like a dryser bone.
Dryser boner. I was trying to get to dryser. I was about to go dryser bone. You beat me to dryser bone.
But I didn't do any work with it.
I see your dryser bone and I raise you dryser boner.
Andy, and how do we make these?
It's an oil skin condom.
Oil skin. That does sound like old school condoms. Like
it
actually could just use an old raincoat.
Sure. And then people would be like, it's like having a shower in a raincoat.
That's right.
If you had a raincoat over your penis.
But it's more like having a bath in a raincoat, isn't it?
It's more like having a plunge pool.
Yes.
In a raincoat.
Oh, I was about to say the temperature. Because I was supposed to be like you know, as an alternative to cold plunge. But then I was going to say, but for some reason it felt really dirty to say warm plunge pool. It's probably the filthiest thing I've said all day.
I'm going to take a visit to the warm plunge pool. Is that going to be a new euphemism that somehow sounds more disgusting than the thing you're euphemizing? Euphemized.
Yeah.
We had to have our dog euphemized.
Yeah. He's gonna be a sock puppet.
Now we call him the barking cat.
Oh, there we go. That's better.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that is.
But
better.
Why would you have to have your dog euphemized?
Because he's too annoying.
Too disgusting.
Too disgusting.
He was too sexual.
He's too sexual.
Explicitly sexual.
Yeah.
That in a way.
Yeah.
If you had a dog that was humping everything, and you, but
that's good, Andy. That's a really good description.
Do you think that like getting your dog castrated, right, having his balls cut off. You could call that having your dog euthanized because he was too sexual. And
no,
now
this takes away from it for me.
Right.
I like, you know, and the thing is that this may be undoable, like, you know, but what do you picture?
It might be mathematically impossible, is that what you're saying? We're trying
to achieve a joke. No, I don't think it's possible. No, maybe you could actually then just replace it with a cat that does bark. And you go, no, that's my dog. I thought you had a dog. Yeah, but he was too filthy. We had to get him euphemized into a barking cat.
Yeah, I mean, it's very... I think that really triggers the mind. I think it inspires thought.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're trying to do on this podcast. We're trying to make people think.
It's an intuition engine.
It might be impossible to fully grasp the meaning of what we've just said and understand it on the deep level that we hope you would.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that it's out there. Alistair, what do you think about this?
Wait, Andy. I think there should be a whole sketch show that is the ungraspable sketch show. I can't entirely get it, but it looks like it's probably very funny.
That was Jam by
it's to be enjoyed in like 2000 years when minds have been exposed to so much comedy.
Yes.
That only the most aloof and most difficult of concepts are funny at this point to these people.
That's who we're making our stuff for.
Yeah.
It's going to go over the heads of people today.
Yes.
But every generation is a couple of centimeters taller than the previous generation because of nutrition and medicine, soon what goes over this generation's head will hit the future generation square in the neck.
Yeah. And maybe between the eyes.
Oh, that's better.
Yeah. Because I feel like we've missed once we get them in the neck.
Well, all right. I think you could have a voice. I think you could probably pick up sounds with your voice box. If your voice box is capable of making vibrations and sounds, it must on some level be able to sense
them. Are you just using that
speaker
microphone thing that every speaker is technically a microphone?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, every voice box is technically an ear. Oh, man, that probably is a thing that you might be able to do.
Maybe.
With, like, you know, let's say you're a spy agency and you're sending somebody deep undercover.
Yep.
And you want to be able to talk to him, but you can't have anything in his ears.
Mm.
You use his voice box.
They always check the ears.
That's right. They always look at, that's the first thing they do.
I feel like if you just went into the voice box and you just flipped a couple of the wires around, just switched some of the nerves, you know, reversed them or whatever.
Maybe you put one into the ear thing. You just
put one into the ear.
You take some of the wires from the ear and you plug that into the voice box. You know?
I feel like if you sort of attached a cone to the Adam's apple, maybe. A lot of sort of like a receptive cone.
Yeah.
Flared out like that. It might not work so well for the undercover element. Why have you got that cone attached to your Adam's apple?
Oh, I got some stitches done and it'll stop me biting them.
So my Adam's apple doesn't bite them, doesn't lick at them. You'd have to also get a tongue put onto your Adam's apple to make this excuse plausible.
Why a tongue?
So it doesn't lick. So you could.
Oh,
you could
But then wouldn't you also have to do teeth?
I don't know if you have to do teeth. Is it biting at or licking at the wound?
I think it's biting is the main
biting.
Thing.
They pull
the stitches
biting
out.
Biting at it. Oh,
because the dog, you know, just instinctively knows there's a foreign object there that I shouldn't. Mm-hmm. I should get it out of my body.
Right.
Now, you were going to have an
foreign
idea
objects.
Earlier.
Well, this was my idea, Alistair. And, you know, but what do you think about this, right? You have comedy as a thing that you do on stage. And what that is aiming to do is to get laughter out of people's mouths. right?
Yes.
But there are lots of different things that come out of people's mouths, okay? Should there be a different form of entertainment or performance that aims to get all the different things that you can get out of people's mouths, mm-hmm. out of their mouths? So, for example, could there be a form of performance that aims to get the audience to cough? This was mm-hmm. inspired by you mentioning coughing before we came on the podcast.
Oh, I love being involved in the creative process.
Or brings sneezing.
It brings so much joy to my heart. Continue.
Let's see, coughing, sneezing, yawning. One could argue that there already is a form of art that
I know, but
brings people to yawn.
Oh, is it just your guided meditation?
It could be. Could be, indeed. That's right. You've already ticked off one of these. And then you also have, you inspire people to spit on you a lot as a performer, don't you, Alistair?
Yes.
Well, you
yes.
ask them to.
When I did Alistair Lists yes. Everything, I think that's the feeling that most of the audience members were getting. I think that, you know, the idea that you could have this is for the sneezing one, maybe even for the coughing one, but mm-hmm. having a kind of air particles kind of based art where you're just creating clouds of, you know,
yes.
clouds of,
uh-huh.
you know, let's say very thin glitter, let's say peppers and powders
yes.
and,
yes.
you know, silica powder.
Well, that's something where they might not cough straight away in the room, but they'll get that, you know, that'll hit them a bit later on the way home.
You'll get that one. Oh, yeah, you'll get that one when you get home later.
You'll get that one in 4 to 5 years, and then you won't be able to stop coughing at that one.
I started a cough, which started the whole world dying.
Coughing, dying. Oh, yeah. Choking.
Choking?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, so...
Asbestos. A real wheezing cough.
And cough.
Sneeze slash coughing.
Based art forms. You know... like, you know, it's other... I'll just try to clarify it and broaden it. Other mouthful ejaculations.
Mouthful. I love your ability to coin those kinds of words.
Yeah, other mouthful. You know what's crazy is that, like, and I may have said this in the last couple of episodes, but I am, you know, starting to speak a lot more French again. And I tell you what, I am bringing the same arrogance that I have with English to, I should be able to mold it however I want.
Yeah, okay? And if there's one group of people who really are chill about that kind of thing, it's French speakers.
And I'm bringing
they
it to a language
love it when you mess with their language.
I am not capable of speaking properly anymore. And I'm equally, I'm like, oh, you get what I'm saying. And it's like, that's the part that gets me the most.
Have you done your first gig yet?
I'm about to do my first gig tonight, my first open mic. It's a sign up on the night open mic. And then tomorrow I have my first French gig. This is Monday for me. It'll be tomorrow, and it will be my first French gig. It is also an open mic, but it's one I had to sign up for in November, and then I'm getting it now. And then I have another.
Vous avez votre premier gig française?
Oui, c'est mon premier gig français. Ouais. Tuesday I have my first other open mic, and then Wednesday I have a showcase spot for a guy who does some, you know, very good and paid gigs, you know, potentially down the road. and then Friday, Saturday I have my first actual paid gigs, which like it's amazing that the 2 weeks of basically nothing. I've kind of gone and seen shows and sort of, you know, tried to meet people and stuff like that, has amounted into a big week of gigs and everything like that.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Well, it is amazing and it isn't amazing. Like, I mean, I feel like I spoke to you last week and you were frustrated that nothing had happened yet and you felt like, you know, you weren't making any progress. But you obviously were and are, and it's just that things don't happen instantly. But 2 weeks is a very good turnaround time to start booking gigs and, yeah.
I know. It's just, you know, I have no income. And not that I'm going to suggest that the stand-up is going to be my full source of income, but at the moment it's my best hope for any income at all. So, I mean, I still can't even get a bank account, but... just because I'm waiting on... Now, the last thing is I need is a utility bill with my name on it and the address that I'm living at.
Yes, and that's just not possible.
Well,
unless
yeah.
Unless you want
to... I can... I'm going to set up...
Yeah,
once I move into
paying
the,
your brother's bills.
Yeah. But once I set up the other... yeah, the internet... This is not important for the podcast. I'm so sorry. this is you and me talking off the thing when I can tell you administration-based things.
But
it has
I want
kind of
the listeners
funny.
To know that we do talk about this kind of stuff off the podcast. We talk a lot about Alistair's bills and his ability to open a bank account.
Yeah. I mean, it has been interesting because it's like I get here and then it's like, okay, get a tax file number, which is called a SIN here, S-I-N. Anyway, so instead of a TFN, it's a S-I-N, but you get there and then it's like, okay, but in order to do that, you've got to be able to, you've got to have this other thing, you know, or like, oh, you need a phone number. And then I go, okay, well, now I got to get a phone number, right? But then a lot of people were like, well, in order to have get a phone number, you're going to need to have some proper ID. And I go, ugh, okay. Anyway, but then lots of things have just been like this weird circular thing. Like you need to have a phone number to get this. But then, in order to verify your identity, you need to have a bank account. But in order to get a bank account, you need to have,
a place
where you're living and a phone number and all these other things. You go, this is insane. Now, going back to what you were saying before, when you were starting to do this mouthful ejaculations
yes.
arts, I thought you were going to say, now we say comedy and it goes into their ears and then laughter comes out of their mouth. So logically, you should be able to put laughter into people's mouths and comedy should come out of their ears. Now I don't know if anybody's tried this, but this is actual.
Yeah,
so I think it's an art form.
Reversing the stream, yeah,
exactly. So what you do is it's more of a one-on-one kind of thing, unless you could do it with a bunch of pipes. Okay,
well, it might be really quiet, right? Because you're just getting very small vibrations of the eardrums, right? That's the only way that ears can. Maybe this happens already. We've just never listened to the ears. Nobody listens to the ears. The ears listen to everybody, but nobody listens to them. And if you listen really closely, maybe if you do put laughter into the mouth and put some very sensitive microphones in the ear holes, you'd be able to pick up the comedy coming out of the beat being created by the eardrums.
So stupid.
But, I mean, it might be interesting. You might... the comedy you might get out might be what ears find funny. Although maybe not. Because at the moment, you wouldn't say that the comedy that we produce normally is what mouths find funny.
It's to tickle
I'd
the
argue
ears.
That current, yes, indeed, current comedy is what ears find funny. So what you would get out of the ears would probably be what mouths find funny.
Yeah, so you'd want kind of like comedy that would tickle a throat. But not like a hair necessarily.
Not like a hair. An asbestos fiber.
No. But you know, it would be shifts. It probably would be. If this did come out, it would be a very good time to be like an open-minded comedian who's very ready to pivot. You know, maybe things haven't been going so well in the comedy scene, or you just can't get that big break. You know, you can't do the things that it takes. You know, all the work that it takes to kind of climb and be consistent, putting out videos, all that kind of stuff. But if you're one of the pioneers of throat comedy, you know, or throat laughter, you know, it could be that you're trying to create laughter that throats enjoy. Because maybe that's what it is that ears like to hear comedy, but throats like to hear laughter. And so you might just have
this
a tube, or you might hold somebody's mouth open, right? And then you laugh into their mouth. Ha, 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 like that. kind of like you're kissing, but very, like, you know, it's like it's somewhere between kissing and mouth to mouth, right? You laugh directly, and I think the more you laugh into their mouth, probably the louder the stuff comes out of the ears.
I think that's a really nice, intimate thing, because, you know, friends, what they do is they like to get together and laugh together.
Mm.
But, you know, how do you take that to the next level? What's the laughing version of French kissing? Yeah. Well, it's mouth-to-mouth laughing.
It could be called French laughing.
French laughing. Now, this makes me think, Alistair, right, about the movie Deep Throat, which I haven't seen.
Yeah.
But apparently the concept is that she has a clitoris in her throat, right? And that's why she isn't able to enjoy sex. It's deep in her throat, right?
Yeah, right.
What if your funny bone was deep in your throat, and so you haven't been able to enjoy comedy until you find a comedian who is able to shout jokes down your neck hole, and tickle your funny bone in that way?
We could call it shallow throat.
Why?
Because I don't think you need to go as deep.
You probably don't need to go as deep.
As deep because it's audio waves. You know, so you can probably yell them from the mouth. You know?
From the, like shouting into a cave.
Like shouting into a cave. You could probably even, if you're sort of more germ conscious, just use like a bit of like that flexible plastic piping that you might use to like... that goes from the washing machine to the sink where it drains off the water. Get some of that and you could put that in.
If you're germ conscious, grab the tube off the washing machine, the drainage pipe off the washing machine, and shove that down your throat.
And then you could talk and you could...
Have you ever cleaned the outlet of a washing machine?
Andy, of course not.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
It's the most horrible... It's like... You know, when there used to be those ads on TV where they would squeeze out the lungs of a smoker or something and all this gunk would come out to really be like, look at this shit. That's because I imagine they don't use real throat gunk on those ads.
Do you think they use
I imagine
real...
they scrape it off the outlet of a washing
machine. Of a washing machine.
Dishwasher.
Dishwasher. Oh, yeah. I've cleaned out some filters of a dishwasher and it's some of the most heinous... moments of my life. I had a dishwasher that was ceasing to work. All right. Well, I like French laughing.
All right. Now, here's another one.
Shallow
this is
throat.
This one's going to be more filth. Sorry, there's a lot of filth on this podcast. But, right, what about this, Alistair? What if the wank bank was a real bank? Now this is a sketch.
Now, this is comedy right here.
Beautiful...
And then,
mainstream.
And then after this, and I'm not going to take away from your idea yet, but what if the wank bank was Aussie?
what if the wank bank was a real bank?
Was a real
and
bank,
that bank,
and that bank was Aussie.
Was the Commonwealth Bank? All right. Now we know that there's the wank bank, but what about this? The Wank Reserve Bank of Australia. So
this is good, Andy. I like it already. God,
this makes
me want to ask if it's Aussie.
The Wank Reserve Bank of Australia. Yeah. If that was Aussie.
Yeah, what if the Wank...
It's Aussie. I've got good news.
It was real and Aussie.
Now, I'm assuming that the Reserve Bank produces sexually thrilling imagery for governments and for other wank banks.
Sure.
Hard to say exactly what that would be. It has to be the source of all sexual
imagery.
So you
don't think it's just jism that it deals in?
No, I don't think so, because you think about the wank bank. It's not a sperm bank.
No, that's right. It's images. It's sexual imagery.
Yes.
Sexually satisfying images.
Yes, or any sort of conceptually titillating stuff. So, I mean, I presume you, if you wanted to use, if the, like, let's just step back and say if the wank bank was real. And at the moment, I'm leaving open whether or not it's Aussie, okay? But you would go in, right? And you would be, you'd go to the teller, and you would be able to, you'd ask them, you'd say what you're hoping to, you know, get out of the wank bank.
Yeah.
Okay? And they would have a look in your account and see whether or not you have any such imagery in your account. Okay?
It'd be sad to be wank bank poor.
Exactly.
I haven't observed very many beautiful, sexually exciting things.
But, I mean, the sad fact is that I imagine a lot of wank banks, particularly in regional areas, are closing their face-to-face stores.
You have to go online and to see.
You have to go online to do it all to on see a computer. Some sexual,
to see some sexually explicit imagery. Oh, that God. A lot of old people, they'd be like, jeez.
Oh, no. Yeah, they don't know what they're doing.
Can't work it out.
Anyway.
What would happen if it was Aussie?
If it was Aussie?
All we got is a couple of battered salves. There you go. I can wink that.
Yes. A battered salve is obviously a saveloy, which is something that we don't really refer to out of the context of it battering it, battered, putting it on a stick. Saveloy sausage.
Yeah. Where's the saveloy from?
Covered in. Sounds like it might be. And this is, I don't know where I'm getting this from, but it sounds like it might be something to do with India. Do you think it's something to do with India?
Really?
No.
I mean, it's possible, Andy. I just don't know, you know. I never have pictured an Indian hot dog.
You're right.
Or even an Indian sausage.
When you put it like that, it sounds crazy.
Yeah, I've never
What if sausages, but Indian?
What if sausages were Indian? Oh, I don't think I can do that TikTok account.
No, that's not for you to do. But what if Indian sausages were Aussie?
Yes!
Now we're back.
There we go. Oh, hang on, mate. Yeah, you know. Oh, I'll eat that. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll come with all sorts of spices and stuff like that, and that's actually a bit of all right. I don't mind that. Well,
I think, you know, on one level that you could do your...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if it was Aussie TikTok account?
Andy.
Basically these conversations that we're having. And, you know, like so many of our great sketch ideas in the past, you would just have it as people brainstorming. They'd be at the Department of Making Things Aussie or whatever. Or they're a think tank, if you will.
Oh, I see. No, I think you would just have like pictures of the things and then the things would be complaining in Aussie. Yeah. In full, fluent Aussie.
The things, so like a sausage or a condom.
Yeah.
The condom would be talking.
Yeah. And
like an Australian.
Yeah.
I think it would be people talking, you and I, for example.
Oh, I think people will have to do the voices of the sausage.
No, well, I think the sausage should be. If anyone's going to do the voice of a sausage, it should be a sausage.
Yeah, no, you're right. You know what? And if we're going to do this, we're going to do this right. We're going to get sausages. We're going to teach sausages to talk Aussie. And we're going to raise them Aussie. Because I want to do this right. And I want to do this ethically.
And respectfully.
You fucking can't. Look down. Getting a little sausage that can say, cunt.
Oh, imagine that though. It's a sausage, right? That has a little mouth, right, on one end. So as you're eating it, right, I imagine you eat it from the other end.
Yeah.
So as you're eating it, the sausage is saying, ah, you fucking cunt.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, no, back off, mate. Back off. step off, mate. No, nah, don't
oh,
eat me.
Fucked. Oh, that's fucked.
Oh, that's fucked, mate. Mate, I'm having a break. I'm on break. I'm on smoko. What are you doing to me, mate?
Yeah, that's really funny. For some reason, I find that so charming. I think people would really buy that. That would be a great novelty if you could have a talking sausage.
Mm.
And it, you know, it could just be like one of those greeting cards where you open it up and it plays a little noise. If they could just make whatever the sort of chip is that's in those greeting cards, if they could somehow make that out of meat.
Yeah.
And just put that in the end of a sausage.
I mean, we've heard the term wetware before. You know, it's on its way, Andy. It's well on its way.
Mm.
You know?
Well, this isn't wet so much as it is greasy.
Yeah. Well, greasy ware. You know, it's probably
those... We came up with an oil-based life form on a very recent episode of the podcast, I think.
Yeah. You know, I guess... Yeah, because... I mean, meat... I never thought of that. That we're... Our fat is oil.
Mm.
So then we're, you know... We're probably somewhere between the oil... We're probably the product of an oil race and a water race.
That makes sense.
You know? It makes so much sense, Andy. Now, is there a water... Is there a water-based
fat? The Romeo and Julie wet. That was the idea that we came up with.
Wait, what was the first one?
Romy oil?
Oh, Romy oil and Jomy and Julie wet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Humans, we are the product of that forbidden love.
It'll be, because at the end, they will go and land on a planet that is uninhabited by people.
Oh, that's a great twist. And then we show the Statue of Liberty.
That's right.
At the end.
Yeah, at the
so
end.
People know that it's Earth.
Yeah.
That's where humans came from.
Oh, it was Earth all along. That's awesome. You legends.
You fucking legends.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's if Planet of the Apes was... was Aussie, you know, if the guy at the end, he's like, oh, it was Earth all along, you bloody got me, you pranksters, you bloody cheeky, you cheeky bugalugs.
Mongrels.
You cheeky mongrels.
You bunch of larrikins.
You larrikins. You bloody Anzacs.
Have we already pitched this on the podcast? At the end of every movie, there should be a scene where you see the Statue of Liberty on the beach, so you know that the movie happened on Earth. Like, can you imagine watching, let's see, August Osage County, or what's another example? Bridget Jones's Diary.
Yes.
Or what's another film? No Country for Old Men. There should be a scene at the end of all of these films where... one of the main characters is walking along the beach and comes across the ruin of the Statue of Liberty. And then everyone in the audience does a sharp intake of breath and turns to one another and whispers, it was Earth. It was on Earth all along.
I mean, you know, I think it's because, you know, there's such a shorthand now with sci-fi that you don't need to... I think you probably don't even need to explain that the movie started with a big spaceship ride to another planet.
No.
You know, it's kind of assumed.
That's right.
You know, especially with all these like multiverse movies now. Every movie you probably expect to be in a multiverse. So probably one where there, you know, things are so different that there is no Statue of Liberty. And at the end they go, oh my God, it was in this timeline.
Well, you very rarely, actually, like, the percentage of movies where you see the Statue of Liberty during the film, you know, I mean, it happens in a lot of movies, but I'd still say it's a small percentage overall of all the movies that are made. Probably less than 5% of movies where you see the Statue of Liberty, right? So you're a lot of the time not sure. There's not that clear signposting to say, oh, this occurs on Earth.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people probably reserve judgment about that and assume that it could be happening anywhere, rightly so, because we've been fooled before.
Of course, yeah, then yeah.
You get to the end, and then yes, you reveal that it was, and it's just a nice little extra little twist yeah. at the end, sting in the tail.
And then it also allows you to have the occasional film where they're walking along the beach, and there is no Statue of Liberty. But then he still falls to his knees and goes, "You bastards, I thought that this was Earth the whole time. I made a terrible assumption.
Yeah.
That's on me, to be honest. But I'm angry at you. I'm lashing out."
But then it could have just been on another beach. Maybe he's on the wrong beach.
I know, but maybe this, you know, he somehow knew this was the beach.
He knew this was the only beach that it could be on,
yeah.
And it wasn't.
Because this is him at the end of his search of all the beaches.
That's the last beach.
Yeah. The last beach to Darwin. Forget it. That's nothing. It'd be nice if there was like, I guess there's probably some island countries that are like this where it's beach all the way around the country. You should be able to go on a beach walk around every country.
360 degrees of beach. I wonder if there are. I mean, surely, yes, some atolls, right? Some Pacific atolls.
There must be at least an atoll. Maybe even, I feel like Samoa or something like that must be. I couldn't, but no, I guess there must be some, at least one cliff, wouldn't there be? I mean, a country without cliff jumping? That seems crazy.
What would that be like?
What would it be like? Oh, it'd be shocking.
Yes.
Now, Andy, do you think that we've gone? Yes.
I reckon we've got 5 sketch ideas. I got a feeling.
Oh yeah, you know, I wrote up here at the top here, and I don't usually read out these sketch ideas so early on, but I've written Democratic Pool. But wait, why did I write Democratic Pool? I meant to write Democratic God. But I've, it looks like I've wrote Democracy Sea Pool.
That's really weird.
Yeah.
I think you've gone insane.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, guess it's, I mean, that could have been 3 words from which, you know, you came up with it. But instead, you know, my words, I'm not like a listener. My words do not inspire ideas. And so that's why we will go to 3 words from a listener.
Finally. And these are people who support us on Patreon. They can give $3 a month and they can submit words and we use them to come up with an idea.
Yes.
And
allows them.
Can you
to
tell
play
us who are the words from today?
Well, Andy, as I told you right before, now this is terrible. This is terrible practice on my part. Okay. I tell people if you want and do send in 3 words from a listener. To the Patreon, because it's a good system now. I've got a system, so I'm not missing any, and I might still have missed some in the past, but I'm sometimes going back seeing if I've missed any anyway. But occasionally people in the Discord try to give me words, and I just try to be strong. I try to be stoic. I go, well, look, there's a system. Can you send it to the thing, right? And then some people did send it to the Patreon, but then afterwards I noticed that one person who sent it didn't send it to the Patreon. And now I am in an effort to not lose that person's words. I am rewarding them for doing the wrong thing by putting their words almost immediately on the show.
And punishing everybody else.
For following the system.
Yes.
So, who is this lucky listener? It's Santori Rikkonen.
Santori Rikkonen.
I'm pretty sure Santori is either in Iceland or another Scandinavian country. Could be Finland.
Yeah, and did we find out that it's Raikkonen?
Could be Raikkonen.
Like the Formula One
driver?
Oh,
yes. I know. But in English, it's pronounced Rikkonen.
That's right.
I'm joking. I'm sorry.
I'm
translating it. I mean, I've discovered that Christopher Columbus in French is not Christopher Columbus. It's Christophe Colomb.
Oh, that's right. Colomb.
Like,
right. Have we talked about this before?
I don't know, but what is You can't translate people's names. There's just a name.
That's not what you're called over here.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I know they do it sometimes in Japanese or whatever, so that they can make it fit the characters, you know, but in Chinese as well. But still, you probably could just write it down in English as well. You could just write it in the other letters.
What if Christopher Columbus was French? He'd be all like, "Je suis Christophe Colomb."
Colomb.
Now, what if he was Aussie?
Oh, here we go. Now we're talking.
And when I say Aussie, I don't mean the French word for also.
Oh, yes. Aussie. What if he was Aussie? Aussie. Oh, a French Australian. Very exciting. Mm. Yes, my meat pie is very shit. There we go. I don't know if that quite makes sense. But
do you think that when... when Australians at the sporting event shout out Aussie, 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 oi, 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 yeah, do the French people think we're shouting also, 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 yes, yes, yes?
Oi, oi, oi. Oh, yeah. Oui, oui, oui. Oh, yeah. Oui, oui, oui.
This is your first French Australian bit, Alistair.
Andy, it's so good. Yeah, I'm going to
perform that tomorrow.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Oi, oi, oi. I know it. It's just oi.
Or, sorry, as oi. You would say it over here in France, in French Canada, also, 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 yes, o- yes, 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 yes.
Andy, I'm going to get a standing ovation when I start doing all these new bits that you have
sitting ovation
gifted at me.
Well, of course, I could do them all over here, but it wouldn't.
Andy, you could start doing it. Start opening up a comedy night in
French
Mount
comedy
Edgerton.
Night.
French comedy night in Mount Edgerton. That's good. Get a few audience down.
Few audience down.
Yeah, because you know, small towns, there's always like a few people that are very supportive, and then there's also just not the numbers to support a thing like this.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially French, I think.
My favorite bit of the podcast is where we do bullshit talking between revealing the name of the Patreon supporter and then actually getting into guessing the words.
Yeah.
This is the real taint of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. The double taint. Suggesting that this thing might have three legs. This podcast has three legs.
All right. Alistair, I have to guess these words from this.
Yeah, yeah. I consider our podcast the three-legged race of creativity.
Okay. The first word is crumbed. C-R-U-M-B-E-D.
Let me see.
Crumbed.
No, Andy. No, it's not crumbed. That is incorrect. Mm. The first word is Andes, apostrophe.
Andes. Many. The second word is many.
Andy, come on. Of course not. The second word is Canadian.
Andes, Canadian. Friend. Third word is friend.
Andy, the third word is not friend. It is beard.
Andy's Canadian beard.
Yeah. What are you thinking? What are you picturing immediately?
Look, I can't tell you what I'm picturing immediately. But I can tell you what I was thinking of while you were reading that. I was thinking about the other day when I sent you the word cum, C-U-M, but with a B on the end, like thumb.
I loved
just
that so much.
Texted you that.
It made me feel so strange.
C-U-M-B.
Cum. It actually feels classier.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. A little silent B. It's got it rounds it off a little bit.
Yeah. Takes a bit of the harshness out of it.
You're making love to somebody and they're saying that word and then you stop and you say, hey, are you putting a solid B on that?
I'm gonna come.
Would that throw you off, do you think?
Yeah, it would. But, you know, but
well, that's
already
something
about,
for people
but,
to try next time they're in the throes of passion. Please try pronouncing that word with a silent B on the end and see whether or not the other partner in your interaction notices and whether or not they take issue with it.
Yeah, I like that. I also think that you might say it more classy, and you'd maybe, like, once you told your partner, you'd say, oh, I have now produced a little cumb.
All right. Andy's Canadian beard.
Yeah.
Well, it makes me think of beavers, right? Because they're Canadian and hairy.
Yeah. And so, but maybe it's like a beard in the other sense of the word, so that you actually have a beaver as a wife. To hide the fact that you are heterosexual.
Oh, interesting.
You're in a community where being heterosexual and normal, not normal, sorry.
Normal. Thank you, Alistair. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I bet you feel great about saying that.
I meant compared to people who marry beavers.
No.
You understand? Who've married... and probably make love to forest animals.
I think of all the animals to make love to, I think a beaver would be one of the most terrifying. Just because of their clear ability.
To gnaw down,
standing lumber. Indeed.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine getting a blowjob from a beaver.
Andy.
A
no teeth, please. Andy.
What?
Eh?
What?
I mean,
how can I be expected to not say that?
I of course wanted you to say it. Mm. I of course wanted you to say it, Andy. And I do not judge you because I, in many ways, love what you've done.
Thank you. Now, we know that there are those TV shows that are like, what would win out of a bear and a tiger?
Out of
or
a
like,
beaver
you know,
and
do all
a
this
cock.
Hypothetic. Well, what's the most dangerous animal? But what
to get
this?
A blowjob the... from.
Exactly. That's what...
And then, if that show exists, it means that then there's a chance someone's going to create... the safest animal to get a blowjob from.
I don't think that you could do that. I don't think that's an ethically okay TV show to produce. But I think the most dangerous one.
Yeah.
Don't think anyone could say there's anything wrong with making that as a form.
Absolutely, and I think that it would be interesting.
Nat Geo presents,
and there probably is just enough real life. Stories out there to fill one-hour show. You know, because it's probably happened...
As they count them down. I mean, it'd be amazing they're doing the countdown, right? And they've done, for example, they've just done the Great White, right? And they're only at four. Imagine the excitement in the family gathered to watch this show when you realize that... they've done the Great White. They only counted down to four, and you're like, "What could the top three possibly be?"
Yeah,
that's really exciting. I mean, and you could tease that so well over the ad break. Like people would stay tuned when realize
you could run.
There's still more to come.
You could run 15-minute advert breaks.
Yeah,
make the show last 2 hours, and people would stick around for this.
Oh, this would be like the Super Bowl. The ads that you could run in that.
I mean, if you could make one a year. The 2024's
sure.
most dangerous animals to get a blowjob from.
Well, I mean, surely the listings are going to change as new species are discovered and indeed as species go extinct. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they change. Maybe their behavior changes over time. Like, you know, now there are some killer whales that are sort of doing different things, have started attacking different animals and attacking ships and that sort of thing.
Doing different
maybe
things.
Those kinds of... That'll get fat...
maybe eventually they'll be giving blowjobs in a
well,
dangerous
maybe.
Way.
maybe there will be updates to be made to the listing. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you're going through the trouble of creating the format, you may as well find a way to make it continue.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I'm with you, Andy. I'm 100% with you. And then it will be as big as the Super Bowl. And it will be appointment viewing.
Mm, disappointment viewing.
I don't think it would be disappointing.
No, it could never be.
Finding out what the
Alistair,
most... Yeah.
I think... Oh, I was going to wind up, but then you've started a sentence and now I appear rude.
I can't remember what I was going to say, but... I did think of another thing while you were saying that, while you were interrupting me, which was, I wonder what would give something the number one position, whether it's the amount of blowjobs gone wrong or the goriness and how badly it went.
Yeah, I don't think there'd be enough data to do it off the amount. And I don't think that's what people want, really. I think what they want are computer simulations and speculation based on the best available data, because, you know, we don't necessarily know what would happen if a bear fought a great white shark, and that's what they, you know, put on those kinds of shows. Similarly, these are all speculative.
I mean, I think that you would maybe name a guy. Now it's like a shark expert, you know, shark expert Martin Scrim has had a near experience with this. Now, I was whacking off in the shallow waters of the Caribbean. And when I had an encounter
that we both went to,
with a shark that... Sorry?
I was just saying it was interesting that we both went to Caribbean islands then.
That's true. I mean, it's a perfect place for a shark attack in the shallow water. And then it may be like... A shark just wasn't looking, bumped into his side, or something like that. And he goes, now, if I was to estimate if he had came in from the front, my penis would have been shredded to piece. The number of rows of teeth that I would have had to avoid in order for that to be enjoyable.
He still holds out hope that there might be a way to do this.
Yeah, well, he's an
such
expert.
That it's enjoyable. He's an expert. I still think I would probably remove the actual sexual content and just have it all speculative. And if you are having experts on, you're having on just a regular shark expert, but then forcing them to answer these questions.
Sure, but I think that, you know, what would really get me to the TV is stories of people trying to get blowjobs from animals.
Well, you're a sick fuck.
I know, but...
That's disgusting. And that degrades everything that this wildlife blowjob compilation series is supposed to be about, Alistair.
It was about speculation. It was about
science.
Experts being uncomfortable.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
You know what? We can have our differences.
Take us through the sketch ideas.
We're going to be like the Reebok and the Puma guys.
I think it was Adidas.
Adidas and Puma. Puma?
Although, look.
I'm in Canada now. I have to go back to saying Puma.
Puma.
I don't know. Puma does feel nicer now, but I remember a Russian making fun of me for saying Putin once. And then
really?
I went, oh, yeah.
Putin.
It's got to be Putin.
Okay.
But who cares? Your name is different. You know, it's not Christoph Colomb. You know, but a whole language of people say it. So, all right, let's take you through the sketch ideas. Democratic God. You know, we didn't touch on it enough. But, you know, I think there's the pieces there. We did mention that it might be a little bit like the Santa Claus.
We had a lot of wanking off material to get to, Alistair. We were in a hurry.
That's right. But, you know, somebody that you could elect. I mean, I wonder who you would elect God.
Yeah.
You know, who's your top candidate right now for God? Penny Wong?
Oh, Penny Wong. She feels like she'd be a very no-nonsense, efficient God.
Yeah.
But also willing to compromise on a lot of her principles for political...
I know, but once she's God, she can do whatever she wants.
Oh, I don't know. I think they're probably the realities of being God, and wanting to be elected God again might mean that she has to still not necessarily do things the way she would want them to do, be done.
Okay, yeah, I suppose so. All right. Then we got Aussie God, and that's good, isn't
Aussie.
It? And then we got What If Blanks Were Aussie? The
Godo.
Yes. What if Waiting for Godo was Aussie?
Godo.
Where is fucking Godo?
That cunt Godo said he'd be here by now.
Yeah. Fuck this. I'm leaving. I'm not waiting around for that dog. Then we have having my dog euphemized. and that's going to be a part of the ungraspable sketch show. Then I'm going to do, ungraspable sketch show. Then we got using the voice box as an ear undercover.
Nice.
Then we got sneeze and cough based art forms, other mouthful ejaculations arts, you know, art
it really
forms.
Tickles your throat.
Yeah. Then we got putting laughter into the mouth and comedy comes out the ears, also known as French laughing or shallow or as it appears in the film Shallow Throat.
This is the most to the think tank idea of the episode, I believe.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's see. What about a real Aussie-raised talking sausage?
Oh, gosh, that's a strong contender.
Then we've got ending every movie with the Statue of Liberty so that you know that it was based on Earth. And then we have the TV show Most Dangerous Animals to Get a Blowjob From. You know, what's interesting is that even though there was a lot of, like, filthy stuff in the episode, not a lot of it made it onto the paper.
Yeah. That's just the background hum of the tit verse, the titty verse.
And I guess, you know, the thing is that, okay, maybe you can't get, you know, a whole series out of the blowjob dangerous animals thing. But then, if that's a success, you could probably sell to get hand jobs from. And then to do all the female ones to get cunnilingus performed on you by,
of course,
and to get you know, fingered or flippered by, you know.
It would be really fascinating to see the differences on those listings.
I think it would be different. So yeah. You know, I think there's lots of dangerous animals out there, and it takes all sorts, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. It does. And that's the beautiful thing about existence.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess we better wrap up this another great episode of Two in the Think Tank.
I think it was a really good episode of Two in the Think Tank. It was a classic episode.
Classic.
I think it might even go on the Pantheon.
Do you think so?
Mm.
I don't exactly know. Where is the Pantheon here in the world?
The Pantheon, I believe it's in Greece. I wonder if it's real. I mean, it refers to all the array of gods, of Greek gods, as the Pantheon.
Up on Mount Olympus?
Could it be up on Mount Olympus? I think that's a great place to put it.
Where will we put ours for all the sketch
Mount
ideas?
Mount Kosciuszko.
Yes, right.
If it's Aussie.
I never realized that's like a Polish word, a Polish name that doesn't sound anything like Kosciuszko.
Really? When you pronounce it properly?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
You know, because if you're going to do this Christoph Kolomb thing, why not do it to Kosciuszko and just make it like Kozzy?
But also, if you try to change it back to the indigenous name, which we should do, and maybe some people are actively trying to do that, there would be people who would complain that we're not calling it what it was supposed to be called, which is Kosciuszko. But then, of course, we're pronouncing that wrong as well. So we're not even calling it what it's supposed to be called when we call it that.
That's another bit of stand-up that you could do.
No, and it was beautifully expressed.
No, but I mean, there's a good bit there, I think, that you could write out, and I think you could really turn it into something good.
Great. I'll do it at my French comedy night.
Yeah. Do a bit about a Polish name getting changed into an indigenous name. So many words in this that you won't be able to pronounce. All right. Zing zong, zing zong zong, zing zang zing zang zing zang zong, zing jigga jing jang, jigga jang zong, jigga jigga jing jing, jigga jing jang zong, jing jang jing, boom jing jing, jigga zang jing, jigga jigga jing jing.
Thank you so much for listening to Think Tank. You're the best. You're the flat out best.
Thank you.
Alistair, I'm 40 years old now.
I know. Oh, happy birthday for a couple of days ago.
Thank you so much.
I know reached out.
It's good to be here.
It's good to do it officially on pod.
Thank you.
40 years old. So now we're a couple of 40-year-olds. It must be difficult for the listener to hear us age and to hear us probably be so aged, you know? You know, they're not as sharp as they were back in the day, back in the days of,
that's definitely true.
You know, back in the above a restaurant. I couldn't even name it properly, like an old man under a restaurant.
Still,
yeah, that's good, Andy. Anyway, look, I hope everybody had fun. We had fun, and that's the most minimum thing that we can hope for.
Yes. And we love
you. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.